Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to another Top Advisor Marketing podcast. While I was in Las Vegas at the Market Council Summit, I had the opportunity to meet a gentleman who I just thought was really impressive. His name is Rich Barakat. And here's the thing. He is the founder of a company named after him, but he really is a professional when it comes to menswear and personalized styling service in Las Vegas. And I was asking him questions after I'd found out a little bit more about him. Really, what are we supposed to do as men in order to transition from being really super stuffy to maybe being a little bit more approachable? He designs shoes. He designs, I, in fact, even bought one of his bags. It's beautiful. We'll make sure that the links are in the show notes. But Rich, where do we even begin to bring men into the 21st century when it comes to fashion?
So I think, and thank you so much, Matt, for that introduction. I really appreciate it. And it was great meeting you in Vegas, and I'm glad that we're able to connect and talk about this. Just from my experience and you know, talking to men and women, more men, and I'm seeing a shift now, more men are starting to take pride in their looks. They're starting to take pride in their appearance. And I'm talking professional men, people who aren't wearing uniforms. They want to look better. In addition to that, their significant others, like their wives, their girlfriends, want them to look better. So not only do I deal with men in helping them select a great workwear outfit, I'm also dealing with women who are reaching out to me to help them find great clothing and accessories for their men. They want to get them out of the company-issued backpacks. Mm-hmm. And into a nice professional briefcase. They want to get him away from the company-issued pen into a nice business pen like a Mont Blanc. They want to get him away from the regular khakis to a nice suit. They want to get him away from the crappy shoes into a nice pair of Oxfords. So we're starting to see that shift now, and just menswear in general globally is really, really picking up. A lot of companies now, if you notice, are now expanding into standalone, freestanding menswear departments like Macy's, you know, H&M for fast fashion, you know, Louis Vuitton. Everyone is getting into menswear because it's high time that the focus is now on men. You know, women have been running with it for so long, and now men are you know, we're here now. We want to look great. We want to look great at work. We want to look great in business meetings. And we just want to look great overall. And that's where I come in to help guide men in the right outfits or the right accessories to help them succeed at the workplace.
Now, for those people who have not seen pictures of you yet, you are a tall, very athletic, really in great shape guy. And there are types of suits that fit you better than me, not being as tall. I am literally the average person, right? I'm 5'10". I've got a little bit of a gut. What should I do, even if I want to look like you, to help me really pull off that level of confidence?
So the most important thing is there is no such thing as a one size fits all in suiting. And there's no such thing as the right fit. Right off of the rack. The only way that you can get a suit that fits you the way that you want it fitted are two ways. You either get it custom made by a tailor, or you get a pair of suit off the rack, any rack, whether it's Macy's or Dillard's, and take that suit to a tailor, a local tailor, someone running a small tailor shop or running a shop out of their home, and have them size you the way that you want it to fit. With me, I'm 6'2". I hover anywhere between 215 and 220, depending if I'm working out or training or not. I prefer the form-fitting Italian-style suit. I like my suit to move as I move. So my taste is a little bit different from someone else. You may say, you know what? I don't necessarily have the body for a slim-fit suit, but I still want my suit to look nice on me. Now we go towards a classic suit, where we get you a classic suit that still looks good on you, but it's a little bit loose on you, allows you to be able to move a little bit looser. It really depends on what it is that you are looking for. What works for me may not necessarily work for you. Not everyone, even I've had people call me and say, man, your suit's too tight, you know, but it's okay because that's my style. That's what I like. So it just really starts with you as an individual on what it is that you are trying to accomplish. A slim fit suit may not necessarily be ideal for you based on your taste, style, and body, but a classic suit might work.
People can hire you, right? Even though that you're in Vegas, and of course, a lot of our listeners go to Vegas all the time. So if you're right in Vegas, we're going to have all of Rich's contact information to make sure that you can reach out. But if somebody wants to engage you, what sort of initial questions do you have? We talked about this when we were together, and I'm really interested. I want everybody to hear some of the things that you had said.
Got it. So the initial question is, well, I really appreciate you reaching out. How can I help you? It's not, I don't project what I want on the client. I ask, how can I help you? Why are we talking? What do you want me to do for you? And the answer could be something as simple as, you know what, I need a new briefcase for work. What do you recommend? Or I'm trying to upgrade my wardrobe to, you know, I want to start wearing more suits. What is it that you recommend? So that's always it. You know, what is it that you're looking for? What looks are you trying to accomplish? Do you have any images out there or links that you would like to mirror? And most of the time they do. They'll send me a photograph or they'll send me a link to a fashion article that they saw and a look that they're trying to mirror or model. And I'll take that information and just guide them to the right place. And obviously you can ask about their budget to make sure that their budget is within, you know, what you can do for them. So there's so many factors that goes into it. But the first step, obviously, is the initial consultation to address what you're looking for and if I can be a resource for you.
Where should they begin to look? Is there a specific magazine, website? Go super basic, Rich. Where should our clients begin?
So, I mean, I think Pinterest is actually a very good platform. It's a visual platform, and you can go on there and simply search men's style search or men's style suit. Or depending on what you're looking for. If you're looking for shoes, okay, men's shoes, men's leather shoes. And you see a collage of images. And from there, you can start saying, okay, I like this, I like that. This may look good on me. This may not look good on me. And there's just so many platforms out there. You can come to me. I'll send you ideas, you know, or whether it's, you know, just searching Google, you know, there are just so many Instagram. There's so many platforms out there that's not even a factor. Again, what you want is just based on your imagination and what you are trying to accomplish as a professional and as a person. But there are so many platforms out there that you can pull ideas from.
I'm so glad you brought up Pinterest because my wife will send me pictures on Pinterest and she'll say, I bet you'd look good in this. I have my own Pinterest page that's called My Style.
Yep, exactly.
So if all else fails, ask your significant other to start giving you some direction on what they think they would want you to look like. And then you bring that to Rich and then he basically makes it happen. Is that a fair statement?
I think that's an accurate assessment of how to proceed on a basic level.
Now, I have some rapid fire kind of quick general questions for you. And I'm just going to throw out some categories. Shoes with jeans. If you still want to look nice, what is your go-to shoe?
Shoes with jeans. Leather lace-up Oxfords.
Wonderful. Okay. Golf shirts. What is your feeling on golf shirts?
I golf. A nice Pima cotton, depending on the time of year, long sleeve or short sleeve, breathable golf shirts.
Okay. So let's talk about performance fabrics. Is there a specific time and place for them, or are you pretty happy with the fact that most things have a little give to them?
Most things do have a little give to them, and there are fabrics out there that are a little bit stretchy. The material on them are called elastane. A layperson will call it spandex.
Mm-hmm.
So you may have an outfit that's 98% wool and 2% elastane. That means that outfit stretches a little bit, but not too much to where you look like you're going to the gym. So just a little bit of elastane. And this is something that you can find by not even looking at the label, by just tugging on the fabric. A trained hand can tell fabric just by touching and pulling on it.
Button down collars if you are or aren't wearing a tie.
You can go both ways with button down collars.
Okay.
You can wear it with a tie or you can wear it without a tie. You can wear it with a blazer or you can wear it without a blazer. Me personally, I don't like wearing button down shirts without a tie. It's very rare before you see me in something like that. But on a casual business meeting, let's say a casual Friday, you can throw on a nice button down shirt and slap a nice blazer on it and just look like you give a damn. And I think that's what's really important is you have to look like you give a damn. Like you, and people will tell, okay, this is a person that's making effort in their wardrobe and they will remember you.
Mm-hmm.
If nothing else, they'll remember you as a, wow, did you see that guy? He was the most well-dressed person in that boardroom. Just whatever you could do to gain just a slight bit of edge or advantage is really all you need. The worst thing is for someone to not even remember who you are when the meeting is over. That's the worst thing you could do. Give them something to hold on to. I may not know his name, but I like the way he dressed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe somebody else may know your name. But give someone something to hold on to when you walk in a room and when you leave.
All right. Flat front versus pleats.
Ha! I like flat fronts, but pleats are making a comeback.
Really?
Pleats are making a comeback. But I actually own both. But pleats are making a comeback.
Okay. Bow ties versus regular straight ties.
For work, straight ties. I wouldn't wear a bow tie to work. Reserve the bow ties for weddings or the formal events. But for work, straight down ties.
Straight down ties. Fashion no-no. So I want to wrap up today's podcast by talking about things that are just, they're wrong in your mind. Help me with that.
Fashion no-no, square toe shoes. Take them to the barn, burn them, or blow them to pieces.
All right.
And those square-toe shoes, that's a huge, huge, huge fashion no-no. And no oversized clothing that looks like you're swimming in them. You know, make an effort to make to get your clothes tailored or as close to your body as possible.
You're really quick with that square-toe shoe thing, man. That you didn't even breathe before you said
them.
All right, so we're going to make sure that we have
one more thing.
Yeah.
Matt, never, ever wear loafers to a job interview. Ever.
You mean like a slip-on?
Slip-on loafers. Never, ever wear it to a job. We can wear it at work after you get the job. You can wear it once you become acquainted with people. But never, ever wear loafers to a job interview. Get you a nice pair of lace-ups.
Okay. You have shoes on your site, don't you?
Yep.
Okay, so we'll make sure that...
Yeah, those are monk straps. Those are double monk strap Oxfords.
Now, I did just purchase a pair of double monk strap Oxfords, but you've said a couple of times with that lace-up, can I pull off the monk straps or do I need...
If you wear a double monk strap to a job interview and you don't get the job, then whoever it is that you're interviewing doesn't know fashion. Double monk strap shoes are a step above lace-up Oxfords.
I like them. I'm a shoe guy, though. That was one of the reasons I enjoyed talking to you so much is because, you know, they're just, you're absolutely right. There's so many men who want to just look that much better, right? It's just not the same, you know, what your dad or your grandfather wore. It is, it is really a wide open opportunity for you to really truly become yourself, not just from the inside, but also show that from the outside. And if you don't have somebody who is a, you know, personalized styling service person in your corner, I just don't think you're going to have the same results. You can go to your local Macy's, Dillard's, whatever.
The thing with those department stores that you mentioned is they don't really have a dedicated menswear
consultant. No, they don't.
They really don't. So when you walk in, you might see, you know, a person in the shoe section or in the casual section with absolutely no idea on suits and tailoring.
Mm-hmm.
So they just don't have that. And when you don't, when I go out sometimes to these department stores to shop, people flock towards me for questions. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't work here, but yeah, I can help you. Here's my, I've gotten business just by doing personal shopping on my own because they think that I work there. So when they don't have a dedicated and they're so stretched thing, it's really, it's a specialized set in fashion. Suits and tailoring is a specialized space in fashion. So when you don't have a dedicated menswear consulting team, it's really going to be difficult for you to, you go in, you look at all these suits and you'll be overwhelmed and you run out.
Mm-hmm.
Even though your intention is to go in and find a nice pair of suit. And even sometimes when you do, they can't answer your questions.
Mm-hmm. A wise man once told me, and I'm bald, so I don't really have to worry about this much anymore. But if your hairdresser has terrible hair, they're probably not a good hairdresser. And it's the same thing. If you walk into one of these stores, I mean, Nordstrom's, even a higher end, you know, nice store. And if the person who is helping you doesn't look like they know what they're doing, then guess what? They probably don't.
They probably don't. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Rich. How can people reach out to you to get your personalized styling service virtually or in person? Let's talk about the website. Let's talk about, you know, how people can access your brain.
So my my site is richmbarriquette.com. My brand is a namesake brand. If you go on the site, you can visit the contact page for my contact information. I'm so busy and I run around so much that the best way to reach me is via email. And that's rich@richmbarriquette.com. And we'll include that in the description box. So then that way you have the right spelling.
Mm-hmm.
And then just reach out with an email and go from there. You know, I'm in Pacific time. I'm in Las Vegas. If you are here in town, you can make an appointment to meet with me in person. If you're looking for something specific, I can guide you. I can meet you at a department store of your choosing to guide you and help you shop for clothing. If you want to do an in-person consultation, you can. I also can do a Skype video consultation or a phone consultation. Whatever it is that you're looking for, whatever it is that's convenient for you, I will make myself I will make myself available to accommodate that.
Many of you have been at conferences, and you will see that guy walking by with just an extra sense of confidence. And for some reason, they just look better than most other people. That is because that person had somebody help them pick the stuff out, unless they're geniuses on their own, which most of you aren't, because Lord knows I'm not. And so that's why you get somebody like Rich in your corner. So Rich, man, thank you so much. One, the bag is awesome. Like I said, I've been carrying it around since I just got it like 3 or 4 days ago. I've been carrying it around. I've had so many people like, wow, where'd you get that bag? And I'm like, ha-ha, that's what he told me would happen. And you know, thank you very much for the information that you had given me when I was in Vegas. And I really hope that some of our guests give you a call so that they too can truly look and feel their best.
Thank you so much, Matt, for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. And if you need anything, you know where to reach me.
RichMbarriquette.com. Okay. We're going to make sure we have all of that in there. He has his own clothing line. He has his own accessory line. And he is also a personal styling service professional in Vegas, right? Did I say that right?
In Las Vegas. I've been here 6 years. Yep.
Yeah. And once you get in his presence, whether that's virtually or in person, you're going to know why I really wanted him on this podcast. Magnetic, confident, just knows what he's talking about. And so please go ahead and reach out to him. So if you have not subscribed to the podcast, or if you know somebody who really needs this push in that direction for fashion, make sure that you share this podcast with them, please. And if you have not subscribed, click that subscribe now button below. So for Rich and for everybody at Top Advisor Marketing, this is Matt Halloran, and we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
Are you ready to change the way you communicate with your clients? Are you tired of being the best kept secret in your area? Learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your business. Contact us today and see what the power of podcasting can do for your business. Click on the Contact Us link on our website at topadvisormarketing.com and set up a call to learn more. Follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook for more updates and information.
This was brought to you by Iris.xyz, a platform helping financial professionals become better in business and life through new media and new voices. Visit them and learn more at Iris.xyz.